Hey everybody, it's a Ken Braverman podcast. I hate to do it so quickly. I hate to just pump and run, you know, but it's got to be a quickie today because I'm super busy. I have to figure out how to send a 1099 to the state of Maryland. What a pain in the ass. Why can't you just do this stuff online all the time? But sometimes you still got to mail things. Anyway, busy. We have to do a quick little pod though. I'm sorry, we must talk. I had some ideas. Okay. A million things going on. I'm sure all of us are running around, right? It's so busy. But let's talk about some fun stuff. So it seems like it's going to be an enormous week politically. We got a president running scared. And it got me thinking briefly because I saw a headline saying Trey Gowdy is not going to seek re-election, one of the congressmen who's been very vocal in defense of the president, kind of attacking the FBI. People that attack the FBI scare me. Because you're being kind of an openly and acting co-conspirator against the U.S. government if you're attacking the investigators for investigating, which is kind of the roundabout way of what they're doing. But also, after they do this and they start to realize what it is they're doing, because when you're marching in lockstep with the 21st century version of the rising dictator, when you go along with what Trump wants and what Putin wants Trump to do, which is becoming more and more obvious that Putin really does own Trump. You can't deny that. I mean, Trump is Putin's bitch. It's obvious. I saw some like picture of a guy's truck in Texas where he had something written on the back of his truck. I wish you'd stop sucking Putin's dick or something to Trump. I'm like, that is what I love to see. I'm like, we are going to unite up against this. It's becoming more and more obvious not implementing new Russian sanctions on this list of Russians, which I'll talk about in a later podcast when I have more time. All this stuff, it's really obvious, right? So people that are going out and attacking the investigators for investigating treason, right? And trying to stop this infiltration of Putin's power into the American government. When you're attacking that and you're in our Congress, you scare me, right? And so, but here's the thing. When they start doing stuff like this, like saying they're not going to run for re-election, or I even saw Jim Jordan, one who also scares me. I saw Jim Jordan do a lot of interviews on the TV lately. And there were periods where he was shaking hands with people like Chris Cuomo, I think it was maybe, who Cuomo does a good job. He shook hands with them again, and he actually looks like he is a reasonable human being, and he is acting and playing a part of defending the administration. And when you march in lockstep with that, it's scary because then you'd really do anything, kind of, if you're willing to say anything. And that's troubling. But if you're also a human being on the inside and a reasonable individual and you realize the error of your ways at some point, and everybody knows that the truth is out there, that of course there's collusion, of course there's coordination, of course Trump owes a bunch of money to them. That's why. That's the coordination. Money for sanctions. Like money for releasing sanctions. It could not be simpler. It's just that. It's, hey, I'll lend you money if you make sure that you free up the money that you guys are holding of mine. It's a money for money deal. It's obvious. And Putin's winning on that deal enormously if he gets it done, which is release my $200 billion of sanctioned money all over the world so I can spend it freely, and I'll loan you $1 billion for your Trump name so you can put up a Trump Tower in St. Petersburg. There you go. Here, you can do one in Sochi where Bob Costas got an eye infection from herpes on his pillows. Right? Like that's what we'll do. Is you can have a Trump Tower there. You can go there and stay with Melania, whatever porn star you want. That's what he could do. That's the deal. Putin wins 200-1. Putin gets 200-1 odds on his election meddling and wins. Although he hasn't totally won yet because he hadn't removed the Magnitsky Act sanctions that went into place in, I believe, like 2014 or even earlier. That stuff, the people with the asterisks, if you look at the list of Russians that the Department of Treasury put out, they put out 144 Russians. I'll talk about it later. You guys don't have to hear about it now. But I want to talk about something about the congressman resigning and the Jim Jordan looking like a human being when he was shaking Chris Cuomo's hand, which was these people might actually be Americans, even though they're not acting like it. And when the truth becomes evident, when it's obvious, right? when it is as clear as day what we have going on. And you have to impeach. You can no longer pledge allegiance to Putin through Trump. You can't do it anymore. Because what is Trump going to do? Fire 10,000 employees at the FBI? If he does do that, which is his only course of action, is to fire everyone investigating him, which is just the most obvious obstruction of justice in the world. It does not get more obvious than that. There's one guy who can fire everybody, and he decides to fire everyone who just wants to investigate everyone, including his family. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. He can try to do that. There is a defense against that. This is why I decided to record. I had to do this. Here's the defense. Go back to the Terminator movies. Schwarzenegger. It's ironic that Schwarzenegger took over for Trump on The Apprentice because it's a Schwarzenegger movie that gave me this idea, and it's totally going to work. So the newer Terminator that comes back in Terminator 3, whatever, the good Terminator one, the one where the guy regenerates all the time and you shoot him and then his body morphs back together and recreates itself, like his cells are all like a fluid that kind of work with each other. The regeneration aspect of it is how you beat this. So if Trump goes and he fires Mueller, for example, like firing of 10,000 employees of the FBI actually would take some time. So you probably can't do that in one night. It's a slow burn with that. But what if he decides, okay, get rid of Rosenstein on tonight. I think Rosenstein's going to get fired from what I'm hearing because he's got to get Rosenstein out to get to Mueller. So he's going to get Rosenstein out. Then I don't know whether he's going to appoint someone or he's going to tell Ray to do something. I don't know whether Ray's going to have to resign at some point or get fired. Then he's going to try to fire Mueller, or if he listened to Rachel Maddow, there's another way to do it by defunding the something-something, but it takes some time, which he doesn't have time because he's going to get indicted. So he's going to try to fire. Eventually, he's going to get to a point where he can get some lackey to fire Mueller and maybe all the investigators, right? Somehow that might happen. Let's assume that's the worst, right? Now, other than rioting in the streets, and I was thinking, what if we had like hundreds of thousands of people who just went to D.C. and like stood in between the White House and the FBI building and said, "You shall not cross, Trump." You know, like we just had this huge stand-up movement. But instead of doing that first, like let's handle this civilly, like we're supposed to when we have a criminal in the White House, which is rare, but it's happening. We do this. We regenerate the law and we regenerate humanity and morality. Okay, so if he fires everyone, is he going to be able to find a Russian lackey that he can install in the FBI to stop all investigations that have already been going on and all indictments and all cases? Of course not. That's almost impossible. Or if he was somehow able to do that, then our Congress would be so belligerently, abysmally, horribly not impeaching him to allow him to do that, which I guess you can assume that's possible if for some reason the Russians are funding the majority in the Congress, the Republicans, and they really are strong-arming and threatening the lives of our congressmen and senators, which is one of the reasons that they may be dropping like, not dropping like flies from dying, but dropping like flies from running again because they don't like being abused by their donors and doing things that they hate and acting un-American. There's a possible consciousness conflict here. Now you wonder, why can't they just stand up? Why can't they grow a sack of balls and come out and be like, "God, I got to impeach this moron. I go home and my wife smacks me around verbally with, how can you let this porn star effing dirty talking pissy grabbing mother effer be in the presidency? You could impeach him tomorrow. Jeff Flake, my goodness." I'm sure Jeff Flake's wife is just smacking him over the purse like, what was her name from the old Dean Martin? Ruth Buzzy from the old Dean Martin roast with the little brown hair, and she's disgusting. She's got the brown purse. And she's just whacking Dean Martin while he's pretending to be drunk on stage all night long. That is what's going on, right? I don't know how I got on Ruth Buzzy because I've been watching too much of that with my 94-year-old grandpa, watching too much of these Dean Martin roasts. But who's smacking who there? Where the hell were we? Somebody was getting smacked. Oh, Jeff Flake's wife was smacking him like Ruth Buzzy because everyone must be taking flack from anybody that they respect and love in their life to sit and watch Trump be president. And yeah, I know you're doing it for your donors. I know that that's what you do. I know you guys are legalized whores. And I'm sure we need to replace you with real people. There are some real people in Congress. And I'm sure there are even some real people on the Republican side. I know there are. Of course there are. Of course there are. You can't generalize everyone. And I saw the ones that I disliked the most, Jordan and now Gowdy stepping down, people that are doing things that are making sense and consistent with having a human brain and being conscious. And excuse me, but that is nice. That is nice. So if the unpleasant occurs, and we have a guy who loves to fire people start firing people again, we are going to just regenerate the law. He can try to fire everyone, at which point we must insist Congress impeach, and if Congress doesn't, we charge congressmen with conspiracy against the United States. Because that's clearly what it is at that point. If you're going to visibly allow obstruction of justice to happen on the most highest magnitude possible, and have the entire FBI fired by a guy who is clearly colluding with the Russian government by taking loans from them, and doing all this, and stopping the investigation, because of course it's not just him. I mean, here's one thing that the FBI does need to do, that we need to stop playing coy with what's going on. Trump, you are under investigation. That's why you are going to be subpoenaed to be testifying. Everyone in your family is under investigation. You are a complete tard if you do not understand that you are under investigation. So knowing that, let's put that in the open, you are under investigation. In that case, you cannot, like, really the law, the legislation that Congress should pass is this. When a president is openly under investigation for the FBI, the president cannot fire anyone in the FBI without approval from Congress. That's the legislation. Because what will happen here is if Trump goes and tries to fire everyone, let's stop the regeneration before we need to do it. If he's going to try to fire everybody, what happens? He goes, I want to fire Rod Rosenstein because Rod Rosenstein approves FISA warrants because everybody approves FISA. Yeah, we live in a world where everyone monitors everything. Get used to it. You were colluding with the Russian government. We should be tapping you. In a real movie, we'd be happy that the government had done this. Not that they didn't abuse any power, just because they didn't tell you they were wiretapping you. What's the point of that? If you are lying and working with the Russian government, we're not going to tell you that we are wiretapping you. Okay? Of course not. Idiots. So yeah, that's fine. So he's going to be like, I want to fire Rod Rosenstein because Rod Rosenstein approved FISA warrants, which are freaking okay anyway. But he just wants to fire Rod Rosenstein. Well, guess what? The FBI, America, everybody except for Putin does not want Rod Rosenstein to be fired, because then we see what's more is going on and he's forcing out people so he can get to Mueller. So we would say that decree of firing Rod Rosenstein is unacceptable because you are under investigation right now. Therefore, you are not allowed to get involved in meddle and commit more obstruction of justice all over our face. You are splooging us with obstruction of justice all the time. And everybody involved at the highest level is who you're messing with, which makes it more and more trouble for us to figure out what to do. And you have this weird Trump card, ironically. I mean, this is so like Shakespearean or something. You have a Trump card of pardoning everybody and everything. So it's kind of like, who do we charge everybody with right now? Because we know you could just throw pardons around, which should not be valid anyway, because those people are tangentially involved in this investigation. So there should be other legislation saying the presidential pardon power must be restricted to not be involved with any investigation involving the president or conflict of interest, something like that. That any pardons would have to be approved by Congress if they are deemed to fall under that. Let's put that legislation through. He will not sign that. It will be veto-proof. We will pass it through, and we will have law and order again. How about Congress does something? If you don't want to impeach, do that. If you don't want to impeach yet, do that. Do something you're supposed to do and protect your power as a co-equal branch of government. That's what you could do. So that you don't have to rely on the FBI, who's just trying to enforce law and order, to deal with a president who's actively trying to fire them and has sort of a legislative ability, a hierarchy of power ability to go and fire people in an investigation he's under, which should not be the case. Let's fix that. Our Constitution is static, but it can be dynamic, and we add amendments and things to it. How about we fix problems instead of operating in 18th century parchment-style legislative procedure? Okay? Vote for Allison Hartson for California primary, Democratic primary. Dianne Feinstein is just too old. She's just too old. I mean, she's 247 years old. She had her 247th birthday just this year, and while she did do something nice and release the transcript of the Fusion GPS testimony, good on her. She's still just, she's a little too old and slow. And she's still, you know, we need new blood. We need people. Allison Harson is doing her, she's in a bathrobe talking about how she's going to change the world, and she's saying things from the heart. That's what the kind of people we need in Congress right now, not people that are billionaires that are going to operate on the global scale, you know, mixing money for corporations, but acting more on behalf of the people of the world. And I really like her message. So vote for her for primary. That's, I'm sure, coming up in a few months. And then we're going to have to start talking to our Congress people, our Congress folk, about impeachment. It's got to happen because that is ultimately the remedy here. I'd like to see these congressmen and senators not running again if they're really fighting the fight they don't want to be on, because they know that it's over for them. And they also need to impeach. We can't wait until the Democrats take over at the beginning of 2019. We don't have that kind of time. You understand, we already went through a year of this. This is not a benign cancer. This is one that will metastasize even further and further and further and eventually rot us to the core. You got like neo-Nazi groups killing people, and you're not hearing about it because there's a reason why Trump didn't talk about that. It's because Putin's pushing that kind of destabilization and wants that, wants to break the fabric. You know, deporting people who have been here for many years and are established members of the society just because they were having a legal status, they're still people. I mean, people are people. And when you when America stops treating people with open arms, it diminishes our standing in the world. You know, a lot of things Americans don't realize about the DACA debate and why the Democrats took such a hard stand. I didn't think about it until you really look at the personal stories, is when you're not living in America and you think of America, think about how your view has changed now that Trump has lasted a year. You used to think that America was a place that was welcoming and was like a big old, you know, Western Canadian guy welcoming you at the inn in Whistler, Canada, you know, giving you some coffee and some Tim Hortons. I'm speaking of Canadian, I guess, because Canadians I still feel are welcoming. But Americans too, that's what you used to think of. Well, now Trump is denying people, deporting people, wants to deny Dreamers, all these things. It's all of a sudden America's becoming a place where he wants to literally build a wall. The symbol is, let's screw up the environment and build a physical edifice that, of course, people can penetrate in so many different ways. Anyway, let's just waste time and money. It's really a diversion of money to his buddies. That's what the wall is supposed to be. It's not really about a wall. I'd be surprised if a wall ever got built. It's not about that. Because you think about what you're dealing with in the executive branch right now. So, I think this is going to be an amazing, amazing week and couple weeks, and we're going to get to the point, I think, where the good guys are going to win, or else we are not good as humanity, and not good as Americans. Like, imagine if the neo-Nazi wins. Imagine if racism wins. Is that really the direction we're going to go? I don't think so, because I don't see, you know, people like Colbert making jokes about how he thinks that, let's make fun of an ethnicity that's not going to fight back, that all Icelandic people are inbreds, because it's kind of true. he's not running around talking about how racist he is against anybody. I would normally do a more normal racist, but I'll go against Icelandic people. He's like, yeah, look at, you can't walk around Reykjavik without finding your sister, you know, like that's the way it is. You don't hear him making racial jokes that the crowd is cheering like a neo-Nazi would or something, I guess. Of course, with a different ethnicity, probably. You don't hear a lot of that. It's still out there, but you're not hearing that taking over the media landscape. Like Fox News isn't out there openly being racist, I think. They're just kind of reiterating what the president's racism is. So as long as we still are moral and have a compass, we'll win. The rule of law will win, but it's going to be, wow, it's going to be interesting. So stay tuned, as Preeper R says.